Wonderful classical music by Franz Schubert, the Violin Sonata in D Major. We heard the final movement with Angèle Dubourg, violinist, and Anton Querty at the piano. June is Pet Appreciation Month, and Pet Value is once again raising funds for local shelters, rescues, and animal charities across Canada through its Companions for Change initiative. Joining me this morning are Greg Rayner, CEO of Pet Value Canada, and Tim Ader, a Pet Value franchisee and owner of three stores in the GTA. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jean.
Good morning.
First question, Greg. Before we talk about Pet Appreciation Month and National Adoption Weekend, tell us a little about yourself and your path to Pet Value.
I've been at Pet Value for 2 years. The business is 50 years old, so lots of history, lots of great franchisees. I'm really excited to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of local work that the team does to give back in things like Pet Appreciation Month mm-hmm. has been really great to be part of.
Mm-hmm. And as a CEO, what does that mean? What is your involvement?
I have the best job ever.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
So I get to talk to people about their pets, and I get to talk to them about feeding their pets, and then I get to travel the country to talk to great franchisees like Tim in communities where they're looking to give back
mm-hmm.
Through events like this and to help foster the events like the Pet Appreciation Month. The business since 2011 has raised over $18 million through events like this.
It's just fantastic. Tim, what about you? I do recall that we spoke before, and I was so impressed by the care and the passion that you have for what you do. And you've built this business around helping pet owners in your community and are very much involved in that. How did you become a Pet Value franchisee? I know a bit of the answer, but I don't think our listeners do.
Well, my father started into it over a decade before I got into it, and I was actually his first employee, and probably not his best because I was 16, but I had a passion for it right away, and then about a decade later, after actually a brief stint in journalism, I bought my own franchise, and I haven't looked back.
That's fantastic. Do you have animals?
At the moment I don't, but my last dog just passed away a little while ago, and so at some point I'm going to get another one.
Good for you. Me too. Greg, for Appreciation Month, as you mentioned, has raised more than $18 million since 2011. Why is it so important that these fundraising efforts stay local mm-hmm. and support organizations right in the community?
So as we've grown to over 800 stores across the country,
yes.
We've stayed very committed to the original focus of the first store from 1976, which is to, in our local communities, to make sure that pets are healthy, happy, and active.
Mm-hmm.
Our work with local charities and local pet rescues and shelters is an important part of this.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way that our franchisees really, really work to give back to their community.
Mm-hmm.
The whole month is just such an important piece for our stores.
For sure, yes, it's such a wonderful idea. Tim, which rescues or charities are your store supporting this year, and can you share a story or example of how these fundraising efforts have made a difference for a local shelter or rescue?
Oh, certainly, yes. My stores in Toronto are supporting Toronto Cat Rescue and Niagara Dog Rescue, and my store in Mississauga is supporting Peel Animal Rescue Services.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, one thing that we can really help with is raising product donations, and while money is good, these rescues need certain products. They might need litter, they might need food, and they might even need treats because, you know, animals who are in foster care, they need treats just like anyone else does. And so we've been given lists by them that curate what they're looking for. And then we can ask our customers if they're willing to donate, you know, something small to something big.
Right.
And that way we know that the product is going to be used and uh-huh. really just wanted.
Uh-huh. And so you ask these people for a list of what they need and then mm-hmm. tell people?
Well, not only that, at our stores, we even have bags that we've pre-made that have an assortment of different items, and then a picture of the cat or dog that is the one that is going to be receiving that. So, mm-hmm. you know, it really can be tailored to a certain exact kind of present, or you can give something that could just be generally used.
Mm-hmm. And are these rescue centers primarily?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Okay. And we have long histories with them. So we know okay. they're good community members and that they're diligent with you know, whatever we give them and their operations. So also our customers are often very familiar with them. Some of them will, you know, volunteer or work or donate with them. And so they're part of our community and you can see the results in real time. Mm.
What is the most important thing for you, Tim? In regard to all this, if there's one thing that you have to tell people, what would you tell them?
Well, this weekend we have an adopt-a-thon on Saturday and Sunday. This is nationwide at all Pet Value stores.
Fantastic.
And you can come in and see the adoption coordinators. And if you are ready to adopt a pet, we can probably find a forever home for a little fluffy creature to come into your home for the future. Mm-hmm. And if you're not and you just want to come in and check it out, there's a good buzz going on. There's beautiful little animals. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great event.
And will all three of your stores be taking part in this?
100%, yes.
Fantastic. Greg, National Adoption Weekend, as we know, is taking place this weekend. Why has adoption become such an important part of Pet Appreciation Month?
Gene, what we've seen in shelters is the most important thing, or one of the most important things that happened, is the adoption of a pet for a forever home. Mm. So because of that, we make it a very big part of our Pet Appreciation Month. The buzz, as Tim said, in the store is really great. Mm. You see lots of people coming in looking to adopt pets. Over the years, because of the number of stores we have and because of how long we've been doing this, we've been able to help find homes for over 53,000 pets.
Fantastic.
Which is huge impact.
Right.
And the weekend is just a really fun weekend to be in a pet store.
And if people... You know, you might want to adopt, your heart might be in the right place, but if the circumstances aren't right, and yet you might not know the right circumstances. Tim, what do you think about that? I mean, how do you help people choose and whether it's the right thing for them?
Well, the good thing for us is that decision is usually in the hands of the rescue, and they're good at, you know, helping determine whether it's the right time in someone's life to adopt a pet.
Right.
They ask some good pointed questions that will help determine that. And, you know, if they have to let you down gently, then they do. And maybe at a certain other time, you'll be ready. But in the majority of cases, the timing is right. And it's a great time to bring home a kitten or a puppy or some other animal, depending on what the adoption event includes.
So what can families expect if they visit one of your stores?
A lot of little cute puppies and kittens.
Oh, wow.
A lot of other people who are in there with a similar goal as you. And it's just a lot of love and a lot of warmth and happiness and a good time.
And where can listeners go for more information about pets that will be available for adoption?
Petvalue.ca.
Petvalue.ca.
Or... depending on the store, each rescue is going to have on their website information often about the animals that are available, or sometimes maybe a phone call will do that as well.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, it's a phone call is also a very nice introduction, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Greg, one thing I found interesting is that Pet Value offers support long after the adoption takes place. What kind of resources are available for people bringing a pet home for the first time?
A few things, Gene. So obviously our franchise owners and our animal care experts in store are always there to support new pet owners in learning how to feed, common opportunities with pets. So lots of expertise in store. Mm. And we have a new pet parent guide, which is available for anybody. And that gives a lot of helpful tips if you are a new pet owner and if you've just picked up a cat or dog in an adoption, with a lot of coupons for items
that's a nice idea.
Things that will matter to you.
Tim, what keeps you involved in this work year after year?
Well, it's a passion of mine. I think it's where my career was always meant to be.
Mm, that's nice, especially as your father had was in it. And
well, you know, he still is.
Oh, so fabulous.
My dad's going to turn 82 this year, but we still chat most days about strategy. And, you know, he's not doing the heavy lifting in the store, but his he does a lot of the strategy and some of the bookkeeping behind the scenes. He's a great business partner to have.
Sure.
I'm a lucky guy.
I bet. And you can trust him.
Yeah, 100%.
That's so special, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a great relationship.
And so for seniors wanting to adopt an animal, what would you advise seniors? Greg?
I think give it some thought. We use the phrase forever home because
that's important.
Yes, it is. So I think time has to be right for you.
Mm.
So give it a lot of thought. If you're wondering, come by a Pet Value this weekend. Talk to the shelter, talk to the owner and the animal care experts in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who is able and it's the right time, love you to help with the adoption.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in. I'm just so full of gratitude for what you do because you're doing it the right way.
Thank you.
And what's required here is listening and patience and having the right products and giving people options because we might not know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's so important to be educated first, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
before you choose an animal.
It is.
And
at our stores, our teams are really well trained. That's
fantastic.
One of the big differences that Pet Value has over the competition.
Wonderful.
Is our training program is very deep.
I want to thank you both so much for coming in. Good luck. I think it's a wonderful endeavor and our gratitude to Pet Value. We've been speaking with Greg Rayner, CEO of Pet Value Canada, and Tim Ader, Pet Value franchisee and owner of 3 GTA stores. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jean.